When the nation's top expert on infectious disease joined Governor Phil Scott in last week's COVID-19 press conference, a key part of his message was to reassure the public on vaccine safety. Dr. Anthony Fauci told Vermonters that if a vaccine is approved, he would take it. But as VPR's Nina Keck reports, a new VPR Vermont PBS poll indicates less than half of Vermonters feel the same way.
The question in VPR's poll was this: when a vaccine becomes available, how eager or reticent would you be to get it as early as possible? 48% said they would be very or somewhat eager to take the vaccine, while 43% leaned the other way, saying they would be somewhat or very reticent. 9% weren't sure or refused to answer.
Almost every single patient that comes in asks me about the vaccine. And oftentimes, the first question they give me is, will you take the vaccine?
This is Dr. Peter Hogenkamp. He and his wife have shared a family medicine practice in Rutland for more than 20 years. And together, they treat about 4,000 patients. When those patients ask about COVID-19 vaccines, Hogenkamp tells them he'll trust any that become federally approved.
The return question I always give them is, what about you? How do you feel about taking the vaccine? And as of 3 or 4 months ago, my wife and I were kind of, doing this poll at our office, and we felt like about 70% of our patients were saying yes. But recently, it's one out of two at best. A lot of patients are losing faith in the vaccine because of political issues.
Results from VPR's new poll reflect that lack of confidence. Data was collected the first 2 weeks of September, and the poll's margin of error is 4%. Attitudes about the vaccine were fairly consistent across Vermont, though there were some differences. People in southern Vermont were least likely to say they'd get vaccinated. Just 37% said they were eager, compared with 61% of Chittenden County residents. Men were more willing to take the vaccine than women, and Democrats were a little more eager than Republicans or independents. How much schooling people have also impacted their answers in the VPR poll. 39% of those with a high school education said they were eager to take the vaccine, but that number jumped to 59% among those with a college or graduate degree. Nicole Valcour, however, is leery of poll numbers on a vaccine this early.
Because the time has not come when people are actually being asked to take it.
Valcour is a nurse case manager at the People's Health and Wellness Clinic in Barrie, one of a network of free health clinics in Vermont.
There's enough fear in the community. All of our patients have been so good about masking, about social distancing, about paying attention to what has to be done. My guess is that when the time comes, they'll weigh the pros and cons, and hopefully the messaging will be good, and hopefully it'll be a good vaccine. And we'll see exactly how they feel about it.
Valcour believes when she's sitting across from patients and recommending they get vaccinated, most will. Peter Hogenkamp explained that Vermont could achieve herd immunity without every single person getting the vaccine, but he pointed to the seasonal flu as an analogy. While he recommends everyone get a flu shot, he says fewer than half his patients do, and he ends up treating a lot of flu cases.
So the 50% number isn't enough. So to answer your question, I am worried about that. And I wish they would depoliticize this whole vaccine issue. It's a great misfortune that we've politicized the COVID vaccine, because if the studies come out and the studies show, as I think they will, I'm confident that they will, that this vaccine works, I want people to take it. It could be the most effective vaccine on the face of the earth. If people aren't taking it, it's not going to work.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.